You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. How intense is the local music scene in the Valley? What are the best venues? What are the favorite formats? What's new? One person who is new and will be expected to answer all of those questions in the near future is David Accomazzo, who's just taken over as music critic for the Phoenix New Times, and he joins me now. Give us an idea where you've been before and, you know, what your expectations are. Phoenix is a pretty big city, but I don't know that it's that renowned for its music scene. Maybe I'm wrong.
Professionally, I've spent my entire career in Boulder, Colorado, which is actually where I was born and raised. And so when this opportunity presented itself, I was really excited because Phoenix, Boulder's music scene is great in its own way, but it's very limited and very, very small. It's not very diverse as far as what it has to offer. And so coming to a place like Phoenix, I've already been exposed to rock bands. There's no rock scene to speak of in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
And there are, and I've seen jazz shows already, and there's just many, many things here to offer and a much broader range of things to go do in a big city like Phoenix. And that's what was really exciting for me.
Had you heard about anything about the Phoenix music scene? I mean, is there something even once you decided to take the job, you started doing a little research, or before you took the job, did you do some research on it?
I'll be perfectly honest. Before I took the job, I hadn't heard much about Phoenix, which is really surprising because this is such a big city. I mean, there's so many people in the Valley, and that's what, and I realized this when I started doing my research about Phoenix, and then when I kind of looked into it, I saw that there's a lot of creativity coming out of here, and there's a lot of artists who do really good work here, and I'm looking forward to kind of diving headfirst into that.
How do you get yourself set? Are you going to have certain expectations once you talk to people? Are you going to try to just throw things off the wall and see what sticks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely am going to do both of those things. I think the best way to get to know a city is to just make a concerted effort to go out and see parts of the city, all parts of the city. I've been going to shows in as many venues as I can. I've been setting up meetings with people, players in the scene, musicians, writers. Once I start kind of sinking into the writing part of this and I actually have the chance to do some research and interview people and go see people interact with crowds at shows and stuff like that, that's going to be the main part of how I get to know this. This is actually getting in and doing some writing, and that's what I'm really looking forward to here.
As a music journalist, as a music critic, is it your job to try all sorts of different venues at different times of the day, at different times of the week, to see sort of what the vibe is, or is there something where you're trying to aim for certain kinds of acts and certain kinds of venues?
My big thing here is that I really want to see what works here. What are people into in Phoenix? Like what sort of shows attract, you know, 200 people on a Tuesday night? Are there local bands here that can, you know, sell out like the Crescent Ballroom on a Friday night? And who are they and what kind of music do they play? And these are the questions that I'm kind of looking to answer. And I have a few, most music scenes kind of tend to have certain genres that are more popular than others. And I'm not entirely sure what those are yet in Phoenix. And so that's kind of the fun of this job, is that I get to go out and explore and meet people and figure these things out and kind of get my own sense of what the Phoenix music scene is all about.
At the end of a show, if you've seen a show you really like, what do you feel like? And what does the venue feel like? Is there a way you could describe that?
You know, it's not something that is necessarily easy to describe. You know, it's still that feeling that you go to a show and something special happened. I mean, that's the lights were done properly. You didn't have any bad problems with the getting into the venue. You didn't have to wait outside for a very long time. Okay. You know, the atmosphere was good. The sound was good. And then the performers brought something special to the table that night. And once all those things get together and it feels like a really good show, like something special happened, then you know it. I mean, but it's not something you can just like give like a band a checklist and say, these are the things that are going to happen that you're going to have to do if you have a good show. But when those happen, when those occasions happen, and they're rare, you know it and you really appreciate it.
Phoenix New Times has a certain format, has a certain kind of readership. I mean, a lot of people read it, but a certain kind of readership probably for the music journalism in particular, the music criticism in particular. What are the responsibilities of a New Times journalist or New Times critic in terms of serving the audience in terms of how open-minded you need to be about what's going on as far as the scene is concerned in music in the Valley?
Well, I think as a journalist, you need to be open-minded about everything. I mean, I have a very broad taste in music, and I particularly like rock and roll and funk and jazz, and those are probably my top three genres, but I really like quality music. If something is good, if something is made honestly, if an artist makes an honest and genuine effort to express themselves creatively, then no matter what the genre, I'm going to appreciate that. It's all about the artistic effort for me. And that's part of my background. Yeah, I didn't just cover music in Boulder. I was covering theater, art, dance, everything that could possibly fall, and cinema, everything that could possibly fall under the umbrella of arts and entertainment.